It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. Look, I don't have a time machine. I can't tell you exactly how it went down on Mount Sinai when the Ten Commandments were revealed to Moses by God. Writer Simon Rich has some idea, though, and he put together this sketch to illustrate.
Are you ready to write down my commandments, Moses?
Yes, my lord.
Then let us begin. Commandment 1, I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Commandment 2, thou shalt have no idols except for Prince. Commandment 3.
Wait a minute. Who is Prince?
He's a musician. You haven't heard of him. He won't be born for thousands of years.
Is he a god?
Well, technically, no. But if the humans choose to worship him, I'll understand. Commandment 3.
Okay, wait, God, are you sure you want to make such a large exception?
Listen, Moses, you've never seen Prince perform. You're just going to have to trust me on this one.
I just don't understand how a mortal could be worthy of such adulation.
Moses, let me explain something to you. After selling 40 million records, this man is going to change his name to an unpronounceable symbol which is almost impossible to draw. Then, he will build a guitar that is shaped like that symbol and refuse to play anything else.
Jeez, I assume that will alienate his fans and end his career.
No, Moses. His popularity will continue to increase, even though his listeners have no idea what to call him. By the year 2000, humans will refer to him simply as the artist.
Wow. Can he dance?
Moses, listen to me. I wish I'd never seen Prince dance, just so I could relive the experience of seeing him in action for the first time.
Are his songs religious?
No, they're profane and blasphemous. But it doesn't matter. When Let's Go Crazy comes on the radio, something happens. And that's it. I have to dance. He plays 25 instruments, Moses.
Wow, that's incredible.
He also designs all his costumes and comes up with the concepts for his makeup.
I don't understand. If he's so successful, why can't he get other people to do those things?
Because he wants to retain full creative control over every aspect of his art.
Wow.
Wait a minute, Moses. I just thought of something. We can't write the word Prince on the tablets. It might offend him after he changes his name to the symbol.
I could try to draw the symbol.
No, it's too risky. You might mess it up and upset the artist. Let's just say no idols. When the people see Prince, they'll know what to do.
Writer and Sound of Young America contributor Simon Rich offered that sketch. His new novel is called Elliot Allagash. He's also a writer for Saturday Night Live. Our thanks to Seth Morse, who portrayed God. You can find his work at funnyordie.com, where he is a writer. Also to Paul Scheer, who's featured in the upcoming film Piranha 3D. From what I'm told, Piranha 3D features everything that you would hope it would feature. Take that as you will.